know someone who behaves like a toxic narcissist, you probably have recognized that their seemingly unflappable personality is pretty difficult to deal with, to say the very least. But did you know that there are a number of other things that the average narcissist is seriously afraid of, and that they hide these fears in order to avoid having them used against them? It's true, and that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. The narcissist's biggest secret fears and exactly why they feel that way. So let's get started. Your average toxic narcissist might seem pretty fearless, but the truth is that they have a number of hidden secret fears that they just don't want you to know about. Most narcissists want to appear invincible and untouchable. The exception is covert narcissists who purposely appear vulnerable, as that's kind of their standard operating mode. But even they have a few fears that they hide from you. The reality is that all toxic narcissists have some deep, dark fears, and you might find yourself pretty surprised when you find out exactly what causes the narcissist's heart to race. So what are the narcissist's biggest fears? Well, number one, the narcissist fears their imperfections being exposed. You might be totally okay with other people knowing about your vulnerabilities, your imperfections, and that's because you know you're human and you know that you're not perfect. And maybe you can help someone else who's dealing with the same kinds of issues you have and having the same types of insecurities you're suffering from. The way to do that is by sharing that part of yourself with them, kind of how I share my stories here with you. But the narcissist will do anything they can to hide their imperfections. They know deep down that they are far from perfect. Not that any of us is perfect, but that's exactly why narcissists are so worried about their imperfections being exposed somehow. Because once that happens, that perfect image would become tarnished for good, which is something that narcissists want to avoid at all costs. Number two, the narcissist fears embarrassment and public humiliation. Listen, nobody wants to be embarrassed or humiliated in public, right? But for the narcissist, this is the worst possible thing that could happen to them. Even though this is often one of the ways that the narcissist will use to manipulate and control you. In fact, if they're worried that someone's going to humiliate them or embarrass them in public, one way the narcissist will try to prevent this is to actually go out of their way to embarrass other people instead. And if they feel the least bit embarrassed, they will embarrass you even more, whether or not you're the one that actually caused the humiliation. Number three, the narcissist fears rejection. They fear rejection like everyone else, but for narcissists, it's different. Since they desperately require the narcissistic supply of their partner's and everyone else's admiration, they feel almost like they're starving if they don't get it. It's a very important source of supply, like blood to a vampire. Their deep hidden sense of inferiority and their secret sense of being unlovable drives them towards superficial attention and perceived acceptance from everyone around them. Rejection would only highlight their need, their desperate need for supply. It would remind them that they are not the person they pretend to be and that they are not, in fact, lovable at all. Despite the fact that narcissists obsessively attempt to make themselves appear untouchable, they secretly fear rejection when it comes to love, job seeking, or even social lives. If a narcissist is rejected, they will display narcissistic rage because, after all, you have triggered one of their worst fears by rejecting them. Number four, narcissists fear accurate criticism. Well, if you've spent any amount of time with a narcissist, then you know exactly how blunt they can be and how painfully they will criticize you, from everything from your appearance to your thoughts and your feelings and your ethics and even your core values. Yeah, it's true that narcissists are all about dishing out criticism, but we all know they're not so good at accepting it, constructive or otherwise. If you've ever criticized a narcissist, chances are you dealt with narcissistic rage and or narcissistic injury, which is their natural response to criticism. First, they get angry. Then they display narcissistic injury. You know, the poor me act. This is followed by or in conjunction with the narcissistic flip, you know, where they turn your criticism around and find something to criticize you for instead. Then they'll attack you, they'll deflect your criticism, and they'll find something to cut you down a few notches. Number five, narcissists fear being exposed. While they like to appear to be perfect to the general public, most narcissists are secretly insecure and a little bit self-loathing. We know that the average toxic narcissist has a false self that acts as a mask to their true self, which is damaged and vulnerable. For all of the bravado and grandiosity, the real person behind the narcissist's mask is often insecure and desperate to be loved. Sadly, since they're so self-focused and only concerned about their own emotions, it's really hard for narcissists to maintain a long-term, mutually satisfying relationship. And so when their true self comes through, well, anyone who isn't actively already entrenched with that person will run the other way, especially if they're emotionally healthy. So one of their biggest fears then is being found out, being seen for what they truly are. This leads to my next point. Number 6, narcissists fear abandonment. As often as a narcissist threatens, directly or indirectly, to abandon you, you would think that they were perfectly secure in their ability to remain surrounded by sources of narcissistic supply, as in people who love them, admire them, and serve them as needed. But the truth is that while abandonment is probably the most human fear one can have, narcissists are not immune to it. In fact, if we're being honest, they're probably pretty normal this way. With that being said, the difference between a narcissist's fear of abandonment and that of the average person is that a narcissist will actively abuse and manipulate the people around them in order to control them and keep them in their place. Number 7, the narcissist fears not being special. As you might have guessed by now, the narcissist's biggest and most daunting fear is being seen as ordinary or not special. See, narcissists like to see themselves as different and better than everyone else. They think they're above the law, and they see themselves as deserving of special attention and treatment at all times. The idea that they might be anything other than absolutely extraordinary is almost devastating to them. They want to be the smartest or the richest or the best-looking person they know. They need others to see them this way, and if you can't do that, then that doesn't allow them to stay inside their little narcissist bubble. See, narcissists don't want to be treated just as well as everyone else is. They don't want to be treated like everyone else at all. They want to be treated better than everyone else. But forcing them to acknowledge this, or even just actively treating them like everyone else, will make them feel attacked and demeaned. And finally, number 8, narcissists are so afraid of your self-respect. One of their biggest secrets, and incidentally, one of their most intense secret fears, is the idea that you might develop self-respect and learn or remember that you're someone who has value. See, when you do develop or redevelop self-respect, you're going to quickly learn that you deserve to be treated with respect. You'll start setting boundaries and you'll stop taking their crap. This, of course, can lead to all the other fears coming to the surface. Their imperfections will be exposed. They'll be rejected, which will lead to embarrassment and being found out, and ultimately abandonment, which means they'll definitely be ordinary. Bottom line, narcissists have some pretty deep fears, and they would never knowingly let anyone see or know about them. And that's because letting anyone see their fears would trigger shame. And shame is one more thing that narcissists fear. Well, this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do you know a narcissist who displays these fears? What other kinds of fears have you recognized in the narcissist in your life? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you here and here. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.